with SRN News.
I'm John Scott. There's a new investigation of a prominent New York Democrat.
Sources tell the AP the Justice Department has subpoenaed New York Attorney General Letitia James. James is a Democrat, and she has sued Donald Trump and his administration dozens of times. Sources say the investigation involves whether James violated the president's civil rights. This is what the president said last month.
New York State, when there you have an attorney general who's a total stone cold crook. New York State, Letitia James, a total crook. All they do is want to go after political opponents.
Sources say the subpoena sought records related to the lawsuit James filed against Trump over alleged fraud in his personal business dealings and a separate lawsuit involving the National Rifle Association. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration has won an appeal in a high-profile case over immigrant deportations. The 2-1 decision from a federal 3-judge panel vacates a previous ruling from U.S. District Judge James Boasberg. Last April, Boasberg found probable cause to hold the administration in criminal contempt of court in a case involving deportations under the Alien Enemies Act. As planes were already en route to El Salvador, the administration denied violating his order. Correspondent Joel Alicia reports on Boar's Head Deli Meat Plant reopening.
New documents obtained by the Associated Press find that there were sanitation problems similar to the ones at the Jarrett plant at sites in 3 other locations in the U.S. Some of the problems found at the plants include a meat and fat residue left on equipment and walls and stairs, meat products clogging drains, and employees who didn't wear hairnets or plastic aprons, or wash their hands. The new inspection documents are from January of 2025 through July, so the problems occurred very recently.
This is SRN News. Canada will pay homosexuals to move there. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The government in Ottawa is encouraging LGBT people in the U.S. and around the world to consider immigrating, with the offer of 12 months of income and resettlement support. Canadian officials are working with homosexual pressure groups, including the Rainbow Railroad, which styles itself as the underground railroad that helped slaves escape from the South here in the U.S. prior to the Civil War. Some critics say Canadian taxpayers should not be footing the bill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump continues to address the concerns of evangelical Christians who form the bedrock of his Republican support. Mr. Trump has established faith-focused entities with numerous influential Christian appointees and has energized supporters with assaults on abortion and the LGBT agenda. Evangelicals have voted for him in huge numbers in each of the last 3 elections. This is SRN News. The Texas House of Representatives failing to meet a quorum for the 3rd time this week as Democratic lawmakers continue their walkout to block a vote on congressional voting maps. Texas Republicans had warned they would escalate efforts to end the nearly week-long holdout if defiant Democrats did not return to the state capitol. The 150-member House failed to meet the minimum 100 needed to conduct business today. A judge stopping government contractors in 5 states from sending hazardous waste to a Michigan landfill.
This week's decision follows a year of legal challenges by Detroit area communities concerned about possible environmental damage. Judge Kevin Cox says the risk is compelling and outweighs any financial harm to Wayne Disposal. The court order bars the landfill from accepting waste from Ohio, Iowa, New Jersey, New York, and St. Louis, all places where the government is cleaning up old weapon sites. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.